KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Two more KZN Public Works officials have been sacked over a multi-million rand corruption scandal. The dismissals follow the recent axing of the supply chain director in the matter. Newswatch's Andile Tsotetsi has more.
In a statement, the department says the officials had been suspended since last year for awarding over 50 million rand to a construction company and failing to notice that it submitted competing bids for the department's tenders. It says the two officials were both found guilty of gross misconduct and failing to uphold their oversight responsibilities. One was the chief financial officer, who was found to have failed to address budget violations and maintain documents and minutes. Public Works MEC Martin Meyer says he hopes the outcomes will discourage other officials from neglecting their duties, including mitigating risk and preventing wasteful spending. Andile Tsotetsi, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Police say the suspected cash-in-transit robber that was killed in Umhlanga last night was wanted in connection with a series of robberies. He died in a gun battle with officers who were following up on information that the suspect was a passenger in a car driving on the M4 freeway. Spokesperson Robert Netsionda.
At the lighthouse road off ramp, the vehicle was intercepted. The suspect got out of the vehicle and opened fire towards the police, and a shootout ensued. The suspect was shot and fatally wounded during the shootout. No police officer was injured.
The National Transmission Company says South Africa's power grid needs urgent upgrades. It says the infrastructure in its current state is not fit to support economic growth or new renewable energy sources that are essential for the just energy transition. The company plans to expand transmission lines by 14,000 kilometers by 2035, but it says there are challenges in construction capacity and funding. And the future of Ukraine is hanging in the balance with frantic diplomatic efforts underway to secure at a security conference in Munich. President Volodymyr Zelensky says he doesn't believe the U.S. has a credible plan for peace despite Donald Trump's talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Zelensky says Europe must unite to protect itself from Putin.
I think that he's preparing the war against NATO countries next year. But I don't know, you know, I don't have 100, and God bless, we will stop this crazy guy, and we will not have war, any war in the world in Europe, but you will not stop him.
The top story, two more KZN Public Works officials have been sacked over a multi-million rand corruption scandal. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za.
And a look what's coming up in your sport. There's some football action this weekend with Durban City in action in Chatsworth this evening. The Hollybet Sharks are in the Highveld this weekend. And Sri Lanka humiliates Australia in the second one-day match in Colombo.